benefit of his ransom. Benefit of his ransom. When I say benefit of his ransom, I'm talking about benefit of his salvation. Praise God. To ransom somebody means to deliver the person. Hallelujah. To ransom somebody means to save the person. To ransom somebody means to deliver the person from something bad. Praise God. So Christ is a ransom, and he has ransomed us. God is the initiator, the creator of ransom, salvation. Praise God. Now, there is a benefit that we get out of his ransom. So, if you lack the revelation, the understanding, the scope of the benefit of his ransom, you can be born again. You can't. Praise God. So, those who lack the benefit or the advantage of his ransom, they don't want to repent. Praise God. But the moment the light, that is Jesus, will shine on his benefit to you in his ransom, you give up the past, then you come to God. Hallelujah. But as I said, when you don't understand or you don't know, you lack the secret that there is a ransom and also there is a benefit of his ransom. His ransom will not be useful to you. It will be useless. That is why we preach to people and yet they don't want to be born again. Hallelujah. If God wants to ransom you and you don't let him ransom you, Satan will destroy you. Praise God. Senyami peso jail. Now I'm manya me panya bonsam was sell two things. If it is not good, it is what? Bad. If it is not deliverance, it is destruction. If it is not blessings, it is what? Curses. If it is not life, it is what? Death. So his ransom has given us salvation, life. So if you don't come to enjoy his salvation, you end up dying, destroying yourself. Praise God. So he said, the devil cometh not, but to steal, to kill, and to what? To destroy. But I have come that they might have what? Life, and have it abundantly. So he foretold you the destruction purpose, or the purpose of destruction of the devil towards your life. And then he came down and then showed you his purpose for your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. So God talks about the devil's plans, then he reveals also his plans to you. Then you choose one. Praise God. It does onipa, me do a warning kwa esi when him shame den bako. I have played before you life and death. Choose one. Curse and blessings. Take one. Praise God. So if it is not ransom, it is what? Destruction. So there is a benefit of his ransom. Except you don't know. But if you know, you will not opt for the destruction of the enemy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Straight to Muslim Jim. They are stories. They stands condemned. Bible says Satan stands condemned. So spirit stands condemned or justified. Two things. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he will not be judged. He is already in damnation, waiting for the appointed time. So he wants to take some people or the sort of fan who became on the mukobo in some gym. If you don't say any gentle after the bone some gym. But what kind of Bible, you never see any place called the devil's hellfire. But you see hellfire. But any day, praise God. And on the other call, so a chamber of work on, praise God. But this afternoon, if you enlarge your understanding and open up your spirit, you will understand the benefit of his ransom. Isaiah 33, 31 verse 1, 10 to 14. Let me take it from there. Praise God. Let's take it from this place, sorry. Let's take it from Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7. Let's go. Benefit of his ransom. Isaiah chapter 9.